Welcome to episode 203 of the Dodigawa Bookmakers at thedodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. First, let me do some self-promotion. Over on YouTube, I've uploaded a video of me casing in some books. Most of them are off-camera, but one is on-camera. It's over at youtube.com/user/thedodigawabookmakers. Tedorigawa Bookmakers is TEDORIGAWA Bookmakers. It's about 9.5 minutes, so please enjoy. In the last episode, I said I was going to make 6 notebooks, one of which was already made. However, in 2 of them, I found some big typos. Not necessarily a typo, but a mistake on the printing process. It was too far to the left, so part of the page was cut off. I didn't want to waste too much time binding that book, casing in that book, so I put it away. And the other one, I was going to bind because for practice, but then I decided that 3 was practice enough for that day. So I only made 3. Last episode says 6 notebooks, but I only made 3 because 1 was already made. So basically I have 3 good notebooks, which could be for sale if you go over to tedorigawabookmakers.podbean.com or email me at tedorigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com and ask for a copy. It will take a while because first I have to make it. Speaking of which, it may take me a while to make it, but I also have to print it out first. So if you want one, you can look at the video or go to the website and decide you want it or don't want it, and then let me know by email. And that's the self-promotion. Now let's move on to something more exciting. Having made the notebooks, including a tour guide and language textbook called Speaking Kanazawa, Speaking and Eating Kanazawa, I ran off to write some books. Actually, I ran off to write 2 books, which I've been working on for several months. So neither one of them are getting finished very quickly. I just have to sit down for the next 4 hours and write one of them. Just one of them. One of them is very close to being finished, and the other one is 75% close to being finished. The first one, of course, is my Spanish Don Quixote ripoff. I mean, fan fiction, without having Don Quixote in it. What's it called? Japan. Part of my Japan pentology. And it's getting close to the end. I made some changes on the way, but it's getting close to the end. We have to have a couple of more adventures, and then we get to where we're going, and ta-da, big finish. That's all it has to do. That's all it has to do. And the other one is Bochan's Bartender, another of my Japanese pentology. These are related in that the characters are Japanese. Bochan's Bartender is related, is about a murder mystery. There's 2 murders so far, and it's a literary murder mystery. And one of the characters is in another book. It's convoluted. I think I should come up with an elevator pitch really quickly so I can describe it more carefully. But it is also getting towards the big climax at the end so we can discover who the murderer is. I have 3 suspects, but I'm not sure which one I want. One is too typical, cliché-ish. Another one is not developed well throughout the book. It's in my mind, but I don't think she's in the book so much. And then the third one is, I don't know. It's not difficult, it's I have just to choose one, but one, as the book has developed, one looks like she could be the murderer if you thought about it. And one could be the murderer if you could thought about it. And one, if you thought about it, she's not the murdering type, but you never know. And I noticed just now that all the murderers are women. I think that's a positive step for something. Feminism? Anyway, that one has to be worked on soon. I'm working on those 2 novels, and I'm hoping to finish them soon. I'm also hoping to finish editing some others. In a much, much, much earlier podcast, like episode 197 or earlier, I said I wanted to upload 2 murder mysteries not literary murder mysteries, fairly straightforward murder mysteries, before summer, so that people can buy them for their summer holiday, if they're still reading books. I'll upload them, people can download them to their reading devices, so e-books, and I'm also making them into real books if you want to hold a real book. I said I was going to do that a long time ago. I haven't edited them yet. I should do that too. Gosh, I'm way behind on everything, but I will struggle on. Why am I making a podcast if I have so much to do? Because I like to do that too. So, thanks for dropping by. I hope I get all the books finished that I've been talking about. I hope you're interested in it, and I hope to see you again soon. Thanks for dropping by.